Thursday shirt test.
Rambam in Perek Dalet Minchas Ishus Aloche Alef. Rambam says the following: Eino Isho Miskadeshes Elo Lirtzoino. Eino Isho Miskadeshes Elo Lirtzoino. Ve'amekadesh Isho Bar Korcho Eino Mekudeshes. The first halacha is in a isha mitkadeshes elo lirtzoino. The mekadesh isha baal korcho eino mekudeshes. Avalo ish shonzu at shi yikadesh baal korcho yareize mekudeshes. So the Rambam is mechalek. Eino isha mitkadeshes elo lirtzoino. The mekadesh isha baal korcho eino mekudeshes. Dainu tolu. And she was miskadeshes. She's not mekudeshes. Aval ha'ish she'ansu ad she'yekadesh ba'al korchoi hareizem mekudeshes. If they force the ish, hareizem mekudeshes. So the Rambam is mechalek and toluhu, toluho ve'niskadsho eino mekudeshes, toluhu ve'kodish, the Rambam holds mekudeshes. So the Magid Mishnah explains pshat. Why the Rambam? Are you afakert? Talu v'zobin zvine zvine. The shaylef talu v'koni. And here the Rambam paskins that if talu the isha and you are forced to be miskadeshes, she's eino mekudeshes. And if they force the ish to mekadesh, she is mekudeshes. What is the chiluk? Zog the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam holds avadim isvore taluho. And the kidshua, it has to be a kiddushin. Tolu, it has to be a kiddushin. So why it's not a kiddushin? The Teretz is afkiinu lerabbonu lekiddushin mina. Afkiinu rabbonu lekiddushin mina. This is the Gemara in Bava Basra. Sofik and Machlekes in the Gemara. If we say afkiinu lerabbonu lekiddushin or not, the Rambam paskins afkiinu rabbonu lekiddushin. If it's afkeinu lerabbonu lekiddushin mina, so why when a ish shekafu lekadesh, she's eino mekudeshes? Say afkeinu rabbonu lekiddushin mina. The same way, if you force the lady to mekadesh, we say afkeinu rabbonu lekiddushin. Why when they force the man to be mekadesh, we don't say afkeinu rabbonu lekiddushin mina? Zog the Magid Mishnah, when they force the lady to mekadesh, they had to say afkeinu. To let the lady to go to they forced her to be married, so they have to have an eitzah for the isha. What is the eitzah of the isha? Afkinu l'rabbonu l'kiddusha. When they force the man to be mekadesh, they don't have to do afkeinu. Why they don't have to do afkeinu? While the man could be megaresh ba'al korchoi, so when the guy will leave with the gun, the husband will go and divorce his wife. So while they're not mechuyev to say afkinu lerabbonu lekiddushin mina, he has an eitzah. He married her. Tomorrow he will let her go. So mele hazegi how the Rambam is a sugi of afkinu, and the Rambam learned that the sugi of afkinu is only legabei when they force the ish to be miskadeshes, not when they force the ish to be mekadesh, because he has an eitzah. As I learned the Magid Mishne Pshat in the Rambam. The Welt stellt sich an this Pshat. Loshen Rambam is not Gishmak. The Rambam says, Eino Isho Miskadeshes Elo Lirzoino. Va Mekadesh Isho Baal Kocho Eino Mekudeshes. Aval Isho Antsu Ad Shikadesh Areize Mekudeshes. The Rambam had the same Psa Aloche. Loshen Rambam is Mashma Eino Isho Miskadeshes Elo Lirzoino. Is a Aloche that you cannot be Mekadesh or Isho Elo Lirzoino. It's mashma tzadin. You cannot be mekadesh a isha elo lirzoino. It's not mashma mitzad afkiinu lerabonu lekidushi mino. The Magid Mishnah says it's a gemore. But lo shen Rambam, it's not mashma. Every time, a lot of different times, the Rambam says afkiinu. Here the Rambam doesn't say gomish, and he says, Eino isha mitkadesh es elo lirzoino kiilu sido aza aloche. And lefichoch, isha, ha-mekadesh isha ba'al kocho, eino mekudeshes. So maybe when we spoke about the Rashbo, the Welt says is meduik in the Rambam like the smag. The Bis Yosef brings down a smag. The smag kosav eino yishu mitkadeshes elo lirzoino shenemar veholcho vehoiso mashmoes amikro shemitkadeshes midaito. והמקדש אישו בעל חורכו אינו מקודשס והורכו משמע לדייטו. But if it's not לדייטו, she's not מקודשס. It's משמע, it needs to be לדייטו. It's a דין דוי רייס. איי, די גמורה. על אישו אונצו שיקדש בעל חורכו, and that the Gemara speaks about. Pashas, when we learn Baba Basra, we're talking to the Sugi of Tulu, the Zov in Tulu, the Kaddish, it's talking about the Isha. The Smag, Arayin Zetz, the Gemara in Baba Basra, we're not talking about that they force the Isha to be Miskadeshes, they force the Ish. They force the Ish to be Miskad Mekadesh. And if that is a Machlekes in the Gemara, if we say Afkeinu or not, and the Rambam Paskin is that we don't say Afkeinu. Azevi Amem, Amish da Azevi. So the Rambam learned that it's a din d'oiraisa in a isha mitkadeshes elo lirzoino, because it's a sakosu. And even that if they force him, we already said yesterday from the Rashbo, but it's not a rotzim gomul, it's not a daito, it's not bal kocho gomul, but it's not a rotzim gomul. So the Rambam learned that if you force a isha b'mekadesh, it's a din d'oiraisa that she's eino mitkadeshes. I the sugi vafkeinu, so this mind is Rambam learns the sugi vafkeinu is talking about the isha kiddush. And this is the machlekes, and the Rambam paskins like a meima that we don't say afkeinu. And what the Bach says, and what was the mokir from the Rambam? The mokir from the Rambam was kiddush in the beis amud beis. Ito nekoyno ave amina afilu midaito, komash ba lo, afilu baal kocho, komash lo isha niknes, midaito ein baal kocho loy, ez adin eino isha niknes baal kocho. It's a loch, the reise, we learn it out from a pasuk. And maybe there's no shaykhs to the sugi of Talua or not, even if they force her, even if Madama Talua Vizavin, ain't kiddushe or kiddushin, if she is Baal Korcho. So this, I think, is glat, Bedas HaRambam. So if to the other, we learn like the Magid Mishneh, that the Rambam holds Avada, it helps Talua, and it's Afkeinu, and he doesn't hold Afkeinu by the Zohar. But my Afkemine, Magid Mishneh, because we are the Legarish, or the Ne, fuck out. The Rambam holds Isha Tzadim Deirai Salirzoino, and even to Luv is something like Medayak in the Rashbo, but it's not a Rotzin Gomu. And the Rambam learns, well, it's not a Rotzin Gomu, it's a Din Deirai that she's not Mekudeshes. It's a Din Deirai that she's not Mekudeshes. The Gemara is talking about the Ish. And the Gemara holds that Machlek is if we do Afkinu by the Ish or not, forget, it's a Tzad we do. And we pass, and we don't do Afkinu. This is the first thing. The Raivet comes and he's choylik. Now, I'll bring a raya maybe before that. A raya that the Rambam holds that to luhu and force the lady to be mekadesh, it doesn't help me. The raya say why? Because even the to luhu vezovin zvine zvine and the kolat erikula, it's called the das. Of a vailas adin rotzen, the das doesn't help. So even to Luv Zovin, it's called Zvine Zvine. It's called that a person is masking. But it's not enough. it's not enough to be called lirzoino. It's not enough to be called the whole chabaoisa and b'meila midayraisa. It doesn't help. It's a raya from Rambam Hilchos Gittin. The Rambam paskins in Perek Beis. What would be if you force a person to be megarish? Perek Beis Hilchos Gerushin. Person Beis and force him to be megarish. So the Rambam says, "Mi she'adin noisin shekoyfi moisel legarish, ve'lo yrotz legarish." Bein shel Yisrael b'chol mokim makim moisel al shiyim aroytzani. Ve'lama lo ibotel aget? She'en oim rimonus el mi she'nilchatz ve'nitcha glasis dobo. She'en aval mi she'tok for Yitzroy ora levatel mitzvah ilases aveire ve'huko al she'osa dobo she'chayev la'asoy soy. אין זה אונוס, אלו הוא עצמי בידי הערו מאחר שהוא רויצה ליש מישראל רויצה לעשיס כל המצווס ויצרו הוא שתו כבוי וכיוון שהוא כועד שתוש אש יצרו ועם רוצו ואומר רויצה אני כבר רוצה לגרש. So the Rambam says, why when you force a person to be מגרש it's not חל, why not? תלו וזווין זווינה זווינה. And even that he doesn't get money, the Rishonim explain is no chisorim, because the only reason you have to get money when you lose a chayfetz. When you don't lose a chayfetz, telu of a girish had to be really girush of girushi. So why it works, zog the Rambam, are he's oynes? What do you mean he's oynes? The first thing, telu, zog the Rambam, because he really wants inside. Because again, in girushin is a aloche, a person has to megarish lirtzoinoi. If there's no rotzen, you can't be megarish. So while if there's no rotzen, you cannot be megarish. You only can be megarish lirtzoinoi. If there's no rotzen, you can't be megarish. So while you cannot be megarish only lirtzoinoi, so the Rambam says how to lure helps. The Teretz is the nekudo apnimis of the person wants. The Yetzer Hora told him not to divorce. When they forced him, so the Yetzer Toiv is nisgab. But back to our sugya, when you force the ladies to get married, she's not mechuyif to get married, for sure not to this person. So why it works? The Teretz is the taki doesn't work. Val is a din rotzen. Masha'enken is no din rotzen by a ish lekadesh. Why will be a din rotzen lekadesh? So they be kinyonim. So to love the Kodesh, the Rambam holds Kiddush of Kiddush. So again, Seder HaDvorim and the Rambam is that, and this will be the Yesod in all the Sugya. To love the Zovin, Zvine, Zvine. When a person is forced and it's considered a Das Gemurah for a Kinyan. For the Rambam, Ben for selling, Ben for buying. But an Isha is a special Din. If rotzen v'ol chavoyisu like the smag, so it doesn't help me deiraisa. And a get is a special din legarish lirzoinoi. It doesn't help me deiraisa. It only helps because the nekuda apnimis wants the melee it helps. When the kaddish or isha is no din rotzen, it's only a regular kinyan. So the Rambam holds if tolu v'kaddish kiddush of kiddushi. This is shita saramba. The Raived. Oimer Avrom. The Raived, and the first halacha is not choylek. If you force a lady to get married, she's not married. And the second halacha, if you force a man to mekadesh, kiddush of kiddushi, dainu tolu v'zovin zvina zvina, tolu v'koni kinyone kinyone, he's not mechalek in between kiddushin and geirushin, but he says as a tnai, v'hu sheyoymar roitzani. Friedrich Magid Mishneh, the Raived wants to add a Tnai Vuhusha Yoyim Aroitzani. The Seder. You can add a Tnai Vuhusha Yoyim Aroitzani. You can add a Tnai Vuhusha Yoyim Aroitzani. Why in Hilchis Mechire, the Rambam doesn't say, Toluv Zovin Zvina Zine, Vuhusha Yoyim Aroitzani. Seder. The Pashat, you don't have to say Roitzani. You want to add the Tnai. You want to say that you have to say the Tnai V'hushu Yoyim HaRoitzani, Chobish can problem. Add a Tnai V'hushu Yoyim HaRoitzani. But why B'Yichris Mechire, the Rambam doesn't, the Rambam, all the Rishonim hold you don't have to say Roitzani. The Rambam holds you have to speak it out to say Roitzani. Say that. Chilish of the Rambam that you have to say Roitzani. So why B'Yichris Mechire? Zog the Magin Mishneh, V'ani Eimer. שהרזק מי שמריך בו, הנה שהמריך קיים, כמבו, וכל שכן קם. ולא רואיסי שהיא צריך שום הרייבת שיהיה עם הרויצה אני, אלא כל זמן שהוא עושה הדובר, הדובר קיים. This is the Magid Mishnah's Kasha and the Raivet. It's Talu v'zovi Talu v'koni. Why here you have to say Roitzani? Zokta Rav Shach and Aviezer. Vaistois, the Raivet learns the sugi like this. The Raivet learned that Be'etzem, like we learned before the Rambam, Be'etzem Talu v'kodish, Talu v'koni works. And Kolat Erekula and Choshen Mishpot, there's no difference to Luv Zovin, no difference to Luv Koni, and both it works. Why the lady is not Mekudeshes in the Reisha, Afkeinu Lerabonu Lekidushin Mino, like the Gemara and Bobe Basra, like the Pshutish and Arishainim, that if you force a lady, it's a din de Rabonu, Navadim Midairaisa, it works, it's a din de Rabonu that it doesn't work. So why Bekidushin, the Raived said that he has to say Roitzani? That if they force the man to Mekadesh, he has to say Roitzani. Why you have to say Roitzani? He's masking to Mekadesh, to Luv, Zovin, Zvina, Zvina, and it has to work. Okay. No, but Kiddushin. The Raivet is Mekadesh and Kiddushin, you have to say Roitzani. Frank them, I give Mishnah, why? It's a regular Kinyan, and Kinyonim, you don't have to say Roitzani. Why here you will have to say Roitzani? Why have to say Roitzani? And if the Raivet knows that every Tolua needs a Roitze, you could hear that. So even in Kinyanim. And if in Kinyanim he didn't say it, and here it's like Kinyanim, so Isha doesn't work, Afkeinu. Ish works, it's not Afkeinu. Like the Magid Mishnah explained, because Biyadi Lagarish. So why the Raivet says that you have to say Roitzani? The Teretz is, Zog Rav Shach, the Raivet would learn that in Kiddushin, you have to have das. Why you have to have das? Lo lo mi isho mi geirushin. Like geirushin needs das. Kiddushin, the mekadesh needs to have das. Azevi in geirushin, you have to have das. State in the Gemara that when you force a person in geirushin, he has to say roitzani. Now the Rambam will not learn mitzad nikuda niflo that the person wants. Is a din roitzani, so chutz from forcing him for saying yes, you have to force him to say that he's a roitz. You have to force him to say that he's a roitz. To force him to say that he's a roitz. What? Belche Gemara?
Learning out mecher from
Kiddushin. Azev, you have to force him on the mecher. You have to force him to say roitzani. If you don't force him to say Roitzani, it doesn't help. The Mele, Omaz Bushita Saraiva. Omaz Bushita Saraiva. So the Raiva Zoktaze. The Raiva Zoktaze. Be'etzem Bekinyonim, you force the person to want, the Kinyon is Chal. And Geirushin and Kiddushin, the Hainu, the Megarish and the Mekadesh, need to have a rotzen. So it's not enough to force them for the maise, you have to force them for the rotzen. So they have to say roitzani. If they don't say roitzani, it doesn't work. If they don't say roitzani, it doesn't work. Sayin Gittin, the Gemara said you have to say roitzani, and who adin bekiddush, you have to say roitzani. The Rambam learned that there Gittin it helps because a person in mitzvahs, and it's only in Gittin. The Raivet learned that it's also in kiddush. The Mele, you have to say roitzani. And if you don't say roitzani, it doesn't work. So it comes out like this. So lefi the Raivet be'etzem, there's no new parsha by Yisha. If it would be a new parsha by Yisha, she would have to say roitzani. But anyway, by Yisha, it doesn't work because afkinu l'rabbanu l'kiddushin mino. In kiddushin, etake has to work. But v'al ezadin rotzin b'kiddushin, you have to say roitzani. So it comes out that we have a yisaydis dike machlekes. The Rambam learns, if it's a din rotzen, roitzani doesn't help. Why begitin it helps? Rambam perikbeza lochichof, a ganze arichas, because he really wants the megarish, but if a person does not want the megarish and there's no mitzvah to divorce his wife, even if you force him, even if he says yes, it doesn't help. Because when it's a din rotzen, even to luhu v'zovin, the rotzen doesn't help. Even if you give him money, a get bal kocher doesn't work. Why? It's a din rotzen. The Raivet learns, even when it's a din rotzen, if you say roitzani, it helps. Just the Raivet learns that it's a din rotzen and the maise kiddushin, the Rambam learns, there's no din rotzen and the maise kiddushin.
The main of the Raivet said, you have to say, Roitzani. This is the machlekes. So, Be'etzem, we have to be madish. When we take this Rambam, so we have a new machlekes when we learn. The Achonim say the mokif of the Rambam was our sugi, that is a din rotzin bekidushin, and this is me'akim, which is not megureshes midere reise. Legabi the Mekadesh, the Rambam learns a machlekes if afkiinu, we paskin that we don't say, there's no chisor no afkiinu. The Raivet learn, like all the Rishonim learn, is a regular afkiinu by Yahisha, and there's no afkiinu by the Ish. By Ish attack it doesn't work, by Ish it works, and the Raivet is Mekadesh that you have to say Roitzani. This is the first chiluk. Now we go to the second chiluk. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer Simon Membeis, Seif Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens. It's interesting. He gnashes the Lashonis from the Rambam and the Raivet, but we'll take the Psak. Eino Isho mitkadeshes elo ledaito, elo lirzoino, v'amikadesh Isho ba'al korcho, eino mekudeshes. So in Kiddushin, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that it doesn't work. Then he was even choshesh to the Rambam, that it's even maybe the Reise. It's not Nefkimin, if it's the Reise, it's the Rabbana, we said Nefkimin, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens, and the Mekadesh Isha Baal Korcho, Eino Mekudeshes, Afkiinu, Olo Rasvora Doi Reise. Abo lo ish, shonsu, ad shi Yekadesh Baal Korcho, Hareize Mekudeshes, Shitas HaRambam, Vyesh Oimrim, Sheino Mekudeshes. The Shulchan Aruch pasken two Shitas. Legabi Isho, he passes, she's Eino Mekudeshes, because everyone holds that she's Eino Mekudeshes. Other as the Gemara of Basra, other as the Gemara in Kiddushin, other the Reisa, other the Rabbanon. So the Shulchan Aruch passes, the lady is Nevi Mekudesh, if you force her. Legabi the Ish, it's a Machlekes. And here we mention, I just went to remind me the study. Frank them, they say, Kaelim, how the Shulchan Aruch brings down a Machlekes if she's Mekudeshes or Eino Mekudeshes? And Choshen Mishpot Simen Reish, hey, we paskin, Zok de Ramor, Dafko Tolu Vezovin, Aval Tolu Vekoni, Loikoni, Aval Tolu Vekoni, Loikoni. Shulchan Aruch paskins, Tolu Vekoni doesn't help. So why be Kiddushin, he bought a Machlekes? Why he bought a machlekes b'kiddushin? If in Choshen Mishpat you paskin that it doesn't help, how in Eben Ezer it became a machlekes? And here we have two shittas in the Achroin. The first shita holds the Ramotak is said that it doesn't help. The Mechaber is choylek, and the Mechaber holds that Tuluhu v'koni helps. And this reason in Choshen Mishpat, the Mechaber never said that it doesn't work. He said, Tolu v'zovin, and who adin Tolu v'koni? The Mechaber holds that it helps. Why? Oh, I say if it helps. So say, have a Tolu v'kodish, she's Mekudeshes. Why you bring down a Machlekes if it helps or it doesn't help? The Teretz is, Zog d'chelkes mechoykek, but maybe afkeil. He's Choshesh to the Shita of the Rambam, that we learn that the Gemara is talking also about the Ish, and maybe we're not mechalek the Teretz of the Magid Mishneh, that is a difference by the Ish or the Isho, and every time it's Shaloi Koigen, Afkiyonu. So the Shulchan Aruch holds really Tolu v'koni works, the Loi Karamo, and he passes in Choshen Mishpoh that it helps, even that he didn't say it, and became to Eben Ezer, he bought down the Shita that it helps. And why he bought down a second Shita that it doesn't help? Because he's Choshesh, maybe we do Afkiinu. We learn Pshat that it's a tzad that the din Afkiinu is also on the Ish. You write that the Magid Mishnah said a chiluk, but maybe some Rishonim are not Mechalek. We'll see the smag. Different Rishonim hold that we paskin, that we say Afkiinu even by the Ish. But maybe the Shulchan Aruch was Choshesh to that Shita. This is the Chelkes Mechoykek. The Beishmuel says Pung Fakert. If the Ramos said that it doesn't help, you can't. You can't be choylik. There's no Shulchan Aruch that says Tolu v'koni helps. You're right. It's a Ramo that said that it doesn't help. But no one was choylik in the Ramo. So the chelik is mechoykik paskins for sure. Tolu v'koni doesn't help. Tolu v'koni doesn't help. Sure. Tolu v'koni doesn't help. Tolu v'koni doesn't help. So why here is the tzad Tolu v'koni helps? What is the tzad that Tolu v'koni will help? If the Lu v'koni doesn't help, when they paskin the Ramo b'teras vaday, why the Ramo? How the Shulchan Aruch here could bring down a tzad that the Lu v'koni will help?
Zog de Bishmuel. I'll tell you why. Avada, we paskin that Tuluv Ekoni doesn't help. Only Tuluv Ezovi. By a lady, it doesn't work after Inu. And Bezim Tuluv Ekoni doesn't help. So in Kiddushin also, it had to not to help. So what is the Yeshayimun that it helps? L'choymer Isu Reishas Ish. He was choishas to the Shittas. A Rambam that holds that Tuluv Ekoni helps. L'choymer Isu Reishas Ish. He was choishas to Shittas a Rambam that Tuluv Ekoni helps. Was uchshash. Choishas to Shittas a Rambam. Was choishas to Shittas a Rambam. What? He says, what? Because it's a token for Loshon HaRambam. It's a token for Loshon HaRambam. And this we said yesterday, that after the Miluim comes and he says, it's a doichak, that in Choshem Mishman you pass him that it doesn't help, and you don't bring down the Rambam, and here you decided to be Choshes to Shittas HaRambam, and not only that, he's saying it's a chshash, like he's saying, he brings it down as the first Shita. By Isha it doesn't work, and by Kiddushin it works. This was the Avnei Miluim, Dibra Maschil, Miu, Lule, Divrei HaRashba, Zog the Avnei Miluim, could be Telu, Vekoni, doesn't help. Kiddushin, it's less from a Kinyan, it's only a Isu. There is a Tzad that Telu, Vekoni helps. V'meile, the Shulchan Aruch was Choshesh to the Shita of Telu, Vekoni. This is the Tzus of the Shmaise of the Rishonim. Lama zantesis. The osa lo akula al mekehegdash. Ve'areat mekudeshes li. Keloimar liois mekudeshes lo oilom bishvili. Ve'areat mekudeshes li. Liois mekudeshes lo oilom bishvili. That's Ms. Yosef explains Pshat. Tesis was bothered. What is the Loshon Areat Mekudeshes Li? Mekudeshes is Loshon Isu. If you say Areat Mekudeshes Li, she has to become Osur to him. Harei Dobor Ze Osur Li. Harei Dobor Ze Osur Li. So Areat Mekudeshes Li. If a red mekudeshes li had to be that Felish is mekudeshes. Felish is mekudeshes. As then Taisa says Pshat, a red mekudeshes li keloimar liyo is li mekudeshes la oilom bishvili. Dehainu, a red mekudeshes lekol oilom that you will be for me. כמו הרי מקודשים לשמיים. So what do you mean מקודשים לשמיים? הקדוש ברוך הוא could use it. So sometimes you could think, yeah, הקדוש ברוך הוא is קודש, הרי מקודשים לשמיים. אבל בתזיס לנו, הרי מקודשים לשמיים means ליה יש לשמיים. So הרי מקודשים means את אסורו לכל העולם for me. This is the first couple lines in תזיס. Now תזיס is ממשיך. ופשטו דמילסו מקודשס לי מיוחדס לי ומזומנס לי. What is this? זה מחלקס. The ra'o and the atzmus Yosef learned that it's the same pshat. Tesis is mamshif. So why to speak like this? Ariad mekudeshes li. Mekudeshes li if you want to be for me. Speak straight. The answer is, mekudeshes is also loshen miyuchedes li. So it's a double loshen. Ariad miyuchedes li, you for me. And the same time he explains, it's also to everyone to be for me. So Chazal chose such a Loshon, it's mamish good. Mitzad Echad is miyuchedes li. But Mitzad Sheini, the getter miyuchedes is not miyuchedes. It's not miyuchedes means only for me. Miyuchedes means mekudeshes lechol ha'olam to be for me. Mekudeshes lechol ha'olam to be for me. But it's one pshat. In the back of the Gemara is a Goes Maim Chaim, the Bala Prichodosh. He learns that Tesis is saying two pshat in here. One pshat areat mekudeshes, you also to everyone for me. Another pshat mekudeshes li, you miyuchet to me, b'meila you also to everyone. If you the first pshat, you also to everyone, b'meila you mine. Second pshat, you mine, b'mele you also to everyone. Now, the Teisarosh, Teisestuch, and the Ra'o, mashma, it's one pshat. Agos Ma'im Chaim says it's two pshatim. Now, we read the end of the thesis. Umiyu, imoyoimer, talizu mekudeshesli. If a person says, talizu mekudeshesli. The achroinim lepshat, as we're talking about, what is talizu mekudeshesli? He's trying to make a neder, a koinom. Not a kinyonim. He wants to make a koinom. Talizu mekudeshesli. The Gemara says, koinom alai talize, he's not allowed to be neder. Koinom li dovolze. What happens? He says, koinom li dovolze. What happens then? Koinom li dovolze. Eini reshiyoil. Degabi isho b'mad midi acheres loy, hine eseres lakoil. Aval b'kikor v'talis loy shayach l'mei marochi. So now listen carefully. The Agos Ma'im Chaim says that this umiyu is only if in the second pshat. See the last line of thesis. Mashem yachedes loy, it's not a reason to be osu. But if in the first pshat, he said osu to everyone stays for me. And the dorim it also works. Osu to everyone, so only I could enjoy it. I come to the table, I skip people who steal my food. I made osu to everyone. No one will touch it, will stay mine. So zog da agos ma'im chayim, lefi my pshat, the v'miu is only lefi the pshat of the milse. But lefi the first pshat, avad the nether will chal. Masha'ing lefi teisarosh in the rot, only one pshat. Mekudeshes means, also to everyone, b'meile mine, mine, everyone. And even so, Teisa says, that it doesn't work in a talis. So there's no one pshat and second pshat. Lefi da agos ma'im chayim, there is two pshatim here in Teisvus, So we could say pshat that lefi the second pshat in tesis it doesn't work. Kol ze lefi the derech haregilo. Even in the ma'aseh when you see the agos ma'im chayim, maybe I'll be mamshich a second. The Chazanish says that everything we said now in the end of tesis is not true. We are learning that a person wanted the aser talis, it's neder koinom, and he say talize. Mekudeshesli, it's lo sheneder. So what do you mean mekudeshesli? Kipshuta, it's also to me. I want to explain. A person gets up and says, talizu mekudeshesli. So Tesis is mechadish, it means that it's also. Don't have a mistake and say it means it's mufrash from everyone and I'm the one that could use it. It's mufrash from everyone and I'm the one that could use it. No, it means that it's also to me. So the Chazanish, I'm learning thesis at a person that wants to buy a talis. Not someone that wants to aser a talis. Someone that wants to buy a talis. While someone wants to buy a talis, and he says, talizu meyuchedesli. So the person wants to buy a talis, and he said, talizu meyuchedesli. Talizu meyuchedesli. And of them, Taisa says that it doesn't work. So the Chazanish, if you see that goes Ma'im Chaim is the Loshen, Aval Bahai Loshen Loi Koni. They say that also if you have to say Mehani, because Koni is Mash Merkinia. So the Chazanish, Loi Shomanu, and there's a din to talk when you buy. You go to the store, you pick up the milk, you have to talk. Kiddushin is a din to talk. So you could claim Mekudeshesli is a good Loshen, Mekudeshesli is not a good Loshen. Here is no din to talk. If there's no din to talk, if there's no din loshen, there's no din to talk. This is not shaykh the tesis bichlal. What tesis bichlal says is mine. It's not mine. It's like the Chazanish. Even that you don't have to talk when you buy something, but if you talk the wrong words, it spoils. If you talk the wrong words, it spoils. So b'meile. If you say talizumi kudeshesli, it doesn't work. As I learned the Chazanish, zog the Gemara weiter. Umay ayre de toni sholosh litni shloisho. Taisa says, why the Gemara wants to write shloisho? It's loshen zocho. Mishum de kaboy lemitni derech the derech loshen nekeivo, and the loshen derech when it's near a nekeivo, it becomes a nekeivo. Dechsivo idato lemesaderech yelchubo. Freig the Gemara b'latana b'shivo drochim boitkim es hazav nitni sheva. If derech is loshen nekeivo, you have to write down sheva. Shudegaboy lemitni derech. Ve'ashichon derech deikir loshen zocho. Dechsiv bederech echod yitzo ilecho b'shivo drochim yonusu lefonecho. Yochi freig the Gemara kashi kro adodi krashin amas nisina adodi. Because in the pasuk one time it says loshen zocho, one time loshen nekeivo, and also the Mishnayos. And for the Gemara Kroa Adodi Lekashi. Hoche de betoiro koi ve toiro ikri lo shene keivo dechsiv. Toiras Hashem tmimo meshiv as nofesh. Kosov lo be lo shene keivo. Hosno de me milchome koi de darko shel ish lasis milchomo ve en darko shel ish lasis milchomo kosov be lo shen zocho. Masnis na Adodi Lekashi. Hoche de lega be isho koi ktori be lo shene keivo. So it says, the derech means nekeivo, so the sholosh is loshen nekeivo. Hosom the legabi ishkoi, the darko shel ish livdek, ven darko shel ish alibodek, do isho nami boines metamos, she doesn't have to check. Toni loshen zocho, that's the gemor. Frag the gemor ha'akasha. Maitami toni sholosh, mishum droch. He said that you use the loshen nekeivo because the word derech. Nit nidvorim. Write the word dvorim and you can write shloishon. Why it's better to write Dvorim? Why it's better to write Dvorim? So Rashi says, Ki uche de gemore. Bederech klal, the Shas uses Loshen Dvorim. Some say that they say Roshi, maybe because if you write Dvorim, you could write Shloisho, and if you Loshen Zocho. But in the Hemshach HaGemore, it's really mashma that the Iker Kasha is that Derech HaShas to write Dvorim. For the gemore, but nitni Shloisho. שדי קבוי למית נביה וביה יקרי דרך נוסיב דרך גבע בעלמו כן דרך אישו מן האפס פרד יגמור תנח ביה כסף ושטר מהיקה למימה משום ביה פרד יגמור וטוני טרתי אותי חודר אני נעמי צריך ביה נינו ובייסי מאומני רב שימני תתני רב שימני ומפני מה אומרו תוירו כי איקח איש איש אישו ולא יקסיב כי תילוק אך אישו לאיש דרכו של איש לחזר על האישו ואין דרכו של אישו לחזר על האיש משה לאודם שעובדו לא יעבדו מי חוזר על מי? בעל עבדו מחזר על עבדוסי בוא נדע בזה הדרוכים בואי גם זזר לבין דבורים עושה נמי כמובן דרכו למי איך להיסר אלא עשוי על די זיווה דרכו למי שלא יסר אלא עשוי על די זיווה So I'm just to go back a second to the Gemara. The Gemara brings down the Tanya Reb Shimon Oimer. Vipnei ma'omro toiro ki ikach ish isho ולא הקסיב כי תילוק אך אישו לאיש משדרכו של איש לחזר על האישו ואין דרכו של אישו לחזר על האיש משה לאודם שמוכל עובדו לא יעבדו מחזר על מי? ועל עבדו מחזר על עבדו So the tesis yeshonim here, tesis brings down the tesis yeshonim What was the kasha of Reb Shimon? מפני מה אומרו תוירו כי איקח איש אישו ולא הקסיב כי תילוק אך אישו לאיש דרכו של איש לחזר על האישו אין דרכו של אישו לחזר על האיש מפני מה אומרו תוירו Why the Torah written it like that? מפני מה אומרו תוירו Why it doesn't say תילוק אך אישו לאיש פירוש דמשמע בעל כורחו ולא הקסיב כי תילוק אך דמשמע מדייתו We have a Isha Nikness, Mashma Vidaito, Ish Koine, Mashma Baal Kochoi. So the question is, why the Torah written a Loshen Ki yikach that it's mashma baal kolchoi. Write a loshen tilokach. It's mashma ledaito. And the answer is the Torah wanted to meramez us that the tafkid of the ish is to look after the isha. He has to mechazer achar avidosoi. He has to look for Moshe la'odom shaldo le'aveido mi mechazer al mi ba'la'aveido mechazer al avidosoi. Ba'la'aveido mechazer al avidosoi. That's the tzur of the Gemara. Ba'la'aveido mechazer al avidosoi. The Rashbo brings down, he says, Lefi this pshat, says, I got it. Why it says, Ki ikach ish, and it doesn't say, Ki tilokach isho, and because ish, Ki ikach mashma baal kochoi, tilokach mashma vidaitoi, the Torah says, the Tanu wants to meramis to us, darko shel ish, says, I got it. Darko shel ish lechazo achar. Says, the Ravid learns that the Gemara asked, Alom de sheshayle, as a aloche, כי איקח איש ולא תילוקח איש או לאיש The Gemara says in the Afheyo Mudbeis, what would be if he gives the money and she says, Arei ani mekudeshes lecha. Nosan hu ve'omroi. Or she picks up the money. The Gemara says it's not good. It says, ki yikach ish, and it doesn't say, ki takiach ish, isha. It says the ish has to do it. The isha cannot help. The Rebbe learns, the Gemara is asking, time the crow. Why a Kodesh Baruch Hu said such a aloche that the isha cannot be helping in the Maisa Kiddushin? Why the Torah said that the isha cannot be helping in the Maisa Kiddushin? Why does it say kitikach? And the nafkemina would be avada the isha be mekadesh. Oh, but she could say she could help, and the answer is val derech ish lechazer achar ha'isha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu stelled it in such a way that he has to do the amira. So it's Reb Shimon l'shitoso the dor ishtayim edekro. The kol haterikulo we have Reb Shimon the dor ishtayim edekro. It's Reb Shimon l'shitosoi, the dor ishtayim edekro. So yeah, if you did taste yeshanim, stop. Why the Torah use such a lotion? To melamed us psa'inyan. But it's only on the lotion. It's a agadete. If you did raibin, it's a time of the kro. Why is take a loche that the isho cannot help? Val, the derech shel ish lechazer al ha'isho, and derech shel isho lechazer al ha'ish, so the Torah stelled it in such a way that the ish has to mechazer on the isho, and not the isho mechazer al ha'ish. Before we go by, I want to see one little maise. It's given up on Valozhin. Someone came to Reb Chaim Valozhin now. There's a balabos, the richest person in Russia. And he came, he wanted the best bocher in yeshiva. That was the best bocher. So Reb Chaim Valozhin now showed him who is the best bocher, will be the Gadol HaDor, the next Gadol HaDor. So the guy met him and he said, listen, I have a daughter and this and that. So he said, "Nope, love is that?" So he said, "She's in Russia. She's in Russia. I have a horse outside. Well, thank you. You'll see if you want, and I'll bring it back to the yeshiva." The guy said, "I'm learning. If she wants, she could come here." So the guy went back to Reb Chaim Valozhin. He told him, "Azam Oretz." Azam Oretz. He doesn't know Gemara and Kiddushin Daf Beis Amud Beis. Darko shel ish lechazer achar ha'isha. I thought he giving me the Gadol HaDor. But he's not mekayem Gemara. Shteit in the Gemara. Darko shel ish. Darko shel ish lechazer achar ha'isha. Darko shel ish lechazer achar ha'isha. If it's darko shel ish lechazer achar ha'isha, he has to come. Moshe la'odom she'ovdo le'aveido. Mi mechazer achar mi? So Reb Chaim Valozhin told him, "I'll tell you. You're right. It's often a gemara. I have a brother. He's called Reb Zalmalei. Reb Zalmalei Valozhin was the biggest masmid in the world. He didn't stop to learn. Le Parnose, Reb Zalmalei had a agole. He made a make messages. But Reb Zalmalei had a kabole. Every time when he passed near a bismedosh, he would go in to learn for half an hour." What he would do is, every time he would stop. So he came to Varsha. He stopped. When he went into the shtot, was the store of the Bali Melocha. And the shul of the Bali Melocha. He went in, he learned for half an hour. He comes out. The Agola is not there. The Varsha Begalovim took away the Agola. So he stayed and learned. He was learning the whole day. Till Minchamayr. Minchamayr was sitting in the corner. The whole Pshuta Omdir came into the shul. Pidam, they see the Gadol HaDor, Zalman and Valozhin, are sitting and learning in the shul. So one of them came over and said, "Zalman, what are you doing here?" He said, "I was in the way, my Gadol disappeared." So for sure, the Ganavim also were there. So it took 5 minutes, and the head of the Ganavim said, "Reb Chaim, the Gadol is already outside." So he thought, when a person learns, the Aveda comes to him. People are not so choshev, they have to be mechazer. I thought you want the real choshev. The real choshev, a guy sits and learns, the Aveda comes to him. You want the second? We have a lot from the second one. We have a lot of them that they could go to look for the Aveda. Who has to sit and learn? Let me invite them to the Gemara. זוג די גמורה והוד אתנן אסרויק שווה לאילון בגימל דרוכים. זאת אומרת, ממש בקצורו, we're not going into the whole סוגיה. ועוד עדנן, אסרויק שווה לאילון בגימל דרוכים, ליטני דבורי, משמדבויים ליטני סייפה ולירק בדרך איכו. סייפה נאפי נילה דובו, הוסו מוקמש מלון, דדרקי דאסרויק כירק. מה ירק דרכוי לגדול על כל מים ובשס ליקוטו איסורוי? אף חסרוי דרכוי לגדול על כל מים ובשס ליקוטו איסורוי. לא מזן דרשי. אסרוי גדוי מלא אילון בגימל דרוכי. אורלו ורווי נויג בוי כאילון, ולעניין שבי סוילחים בפרוי סוב, אחר החנות כאילון ולא אחר לקיטה כירק. I want to explain this rashi. We have a tree that is called אסרוי. And three things is like an eighth, and one thing is like a vegetable. You could have said, and three things is like a tree, lehilchis orle, lehilchis revai, and le shvis bechanote keilon, and one thing like a vegetable, like yarek, legabi maisa. Now, it's interesting the Loshon Rashi. Rashi could have said, he's like three things like a tree. Orle, Shvis, Verevai, is Noyeg, Chanote. The time is like a tree. And Legabi Meisel, the time is like a Yerek. But Rashi says a little bit different. It's like a tree, stand, that it has the Alochis of the tree. That it's Noyeg Orle, and it's Noyeg Revai. And the time starts in Shvis, like a tree. The Moshe Rashi Rosh Hashanah, they have it in the Likutei Rashi, says Gepshutoi. Legabe Orle, Revai Bishvis, the Zman is like a tree. Mikol Mokoyim, the Aloha is that the Zman of the Esroig is like a tree. ולירק בדרך אוכל, שבשעס ליקוטו ייסורי, שנהולכם אלי המייסרס אחר חנותה כשאר אילונס, אלא אחר שונה שנילקל בו כירק, כנפור שתיים אלה כמון. המייסרס משתנס בסדרי השונים של ראשונה של שמית המייסר ראשון, שני, וכן שניר, אבל שלישית מייסר ראשון. מייסר עוני, ומכונת בשונה ונילקל בשלישית, בשאר אילונס אחר חנותו, בעסרק אחר לקיטה כירק. הוקומש לו נסתם אילונס, אז אם בוזער לקיטה משום אוכה דמירסי. משדרקו לידל על כל מים שמשקי מויסוי במים שאובים כירק דיינו תאים ידי ירק נראו משלשון לגורם ויקם כסיב גבי מייסר כדור מן היקם הגורם ויקם מיוחדים שגדילים על רימיים דיינו כשומים ומסעסים אחרי השונו שאובו נראו משלשון לדעזין בסור שונו שיבי השליש בו ולא יאחר לכיתוסו ויפים למקרוי אף כל שגדילים על רימיים דיינו אילונס מסעסרים לשאובה ואף אגב דמייסר דידי דרבונו נסמכינו הקרוא יוצאו ירוקה שגדלים על כל מים מייסר לשון רבי. So I want to explain. The halacha is, I want maybe one zach that is negat to us in Shviz that comes out from the soup. The halacha is like this. This year, למשל, לשון השביז. So, the vegetables that we have are kodesh בקדוש השביז. Even that they started to grow last year, before Rosh Hashanah, אבל in Yerek we go בשר לקיטה. When they picked the vegetables, they picked it up בשור שביס. So it's קודש בשביס. It's קודש בשביס. למשל, the vegetables that were grown this year, and they will pick them next year, and vegetables that will not be קודש בקדוש השביס. Why? You go בשר לקיטה. Be'ilon, you go basar chanoto. All the fruits that were choynet before Tu Bishvat belong to last year. So apples in the beginning of the year were not kodesh b'kedush ha-shviz. Why they were not kodesh b'kedush ha-shviz? Because the chanote was last year. The apples that starting to grow this year, even if you will pick the apples next year, they'll be kodesh b'kedush ha-shviz. This is very poshut. Be'ilonos, you go basar chanot at the beginning of the growth of the fruit. So if it's choynet b'shishis, from the Tu Bishvat of Shishis, it's choynet. even if you pick it in Shana Shvi's, it's not Kodesh. The ones that will start to grow this year, even if you pick them next year, they're Kodesh. Mashengen and vegetables is the opposite. If they started to grow last year, it doesn't make a difference. If you pick them this year, they're Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. If you pick them next year, they're not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. Esrig is something different. The Fidatane. So Esrig Lefi Artane of the Gemara is like a tree. So the Esrigim this year will not be Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. But next year, the Esrigim will be Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. But the Esrigim that we had this Rosh Hashanah, even if we pick them before, after Rosh Hashanah, they were not Kodesh. But the next year, Esrigim, they will be Kodesh. Shita Sarambam, that is a different man, the Omar of the Gemara, that even Legabe Shvi's, Esroig is like a Yerek. So the Fida Rambam, if you pick the Esroigim after Rosh Hashanah, they're not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. And the Fida Rambam, all the Esroigim, this Sukkah is already Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's, if they pick them after Rosh Hashanah. This is Poshet. So I want, maybe we'll touch one or two Shilas. It's a very interesting. So the halacha is that Yerek, we go Basar Delekite. So if you pick the vegetables, Alefi the Rambam, the Esrog, this year, it's Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. If you pick it next year, it's not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. Right? So I'll ask you a Shilas. A person has an Esrog on the tree now, Alefi the Rambam, or a vegetable. It's Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. If you pick it now, it's Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. If you wait till next year, it's not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. So what happens? If I would pick it today, it's Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. If I wait till next year, it stops to be Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. Suppose it was Nisbar Lemafreh that was never Kodesh? Is Nisbar Lemafreh that was never Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's? What? Again, I have Esroigim on the tree, Shita Sarambam. If I pick them today, they're Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. If I wait till after Rosh Hashanah and I pick them, they're not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. Klaus the Chazanish, the Stipler. Suppose Lemafreh was never Kodesh? What?
Happens when you.
Well, now in the tree, what is it? It's Kodesh or not?
Depends.
It's Hefker or not?
Depends when you're going
to
pick
it. What would it depend when I'll pick it? It's Hefker or not? What? Yeah, it goes. When it's not a peri, it's a regular peri. Chazanish has it's a big nafkamina. If the Fide Rambam, if I pick it after Shvi's, it's not Kodesh. The Chazanish has a tzad, you're not allowed to pick it. Because the Bailim says, leave it till after Shvi's, lemafreh it's not Kodesh. How you could steal my Yisroigim? What the name? Now it's Kodesh. And then it becomes Ois Kodesh. How we go Basar Lekite? Legabi Kedusha Shvi's. I understand something started to grow before Shvi's. So you could say, from the minute that they went into Shvi's, while I'm going to pick it already in Shvi's, and got the Kedusha already. But we're asking things that are growing in Shvi's. So we say that if I pick it after Shvi's, you go Basar Lekite. And it's not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's. If you go Basar Lekite, then it's not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi's.
You go Basar
Lekite,
makes you have B'Kdusha Shvi's.
I'm asking after Shvi's what happens.
Unless you have Esrog.
I have an Esrog that finished this year, and I want to explain. Lemaise, just to tell you practically, Lemaise, all the people go in the end of the summer to the fields and they pick their Esrog for free. Because it's Shvi's. The slogan from this year is Shvi's. If already comes Rosh Hashanah, you can't pick anymore because maybe the Rambam is right. Sofik Gezer, you can't take it anymore.
This is the
Yankel.
Yankel, this is the shayla. Yankel, this is the shayla. One second. You're answering. You're telling me the facts. I'm asking. Esther was on the tree, and now it's after Shvi's. It's not Kodesh if you pick it off the feet of Shita Saramba. We claim if I picked it off yesterday, it's the same Esther. It's ready. Midam Shana Shana. The Esther is ready completely. If I pick it off in Shvi's, it's Kodesh Mikdash Shvi's. If I pick it after Shvi's, it's not Kodesh. Klaz the Chazanish. Vosi the Pshat. It's Kodesh the whole time, and it stops to be Kodesh. Nafkimile le Moshul, Zog the Chazanish. If it's Kodesh and it stops to be Kodesh, so it's already was Hefka, right? So it's Potom and Amaisar, even if the Bailim was Chayzo Vezoicha. If le Mafreya, it was not Hefka, so le Mafreya is Nisbar, that the Bailim is Chayyab Amaisar. If you pick it in Shviz.
But if you hold it, if the matreya comes, all these
things,
so it's
gezel. Again, if you pick it in Shviz, then you can wait after it. Something is already in Shviz, then you can wait till after Shviz. It will get rotten, like vegetables. And you pick in Shviz. So ain't a chanami, ain't a chanami. So that thing ain't a chanami. Does the shayla? Does the shayla of the chazanish? How it could be? What do you say the basal lekite? That if you go basal de lekite, it changes. What is the Avonis Advorim? Mitzvah Hashem, Sunday we'll start the Gemara Minyan and the Reish.